Welcome to the DuBois Chamber of Commerce podcast. Let's talk business on Connect FM. I'm Dan Kennard. It's time once again to welcome and say hello to Luke from the DuBois Chamber of Commerce. Hey, Luke.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for having me back for another week. The DuBois Chamber has been picking up now that school's back in session. The fall is coming around. There's tons and tons of events going on in DuBois. Make sure you pay attention. You can check out the events calendar on our webpage. And now to get into the podcast, we're welcoming a brand new member of the DuBois Chamber of Commerce. She is coming fresh off of a ribbon cutting ceremony that was at our chamber office. And this is Nikki Iozzo with Curbside Collective. Welcome, Nikki.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, of course. So me and you have known each other for quite some time now, but for our listeners who may have been just introduced to you through this business or your other adventures, can you tell us a bit about your background professionally, personally, and how you came up with the idea for Curbside Collective?
Sure. So personally, I am a wife. I have an 18-year-old son. I am a certified life and business coach. I've been coaching for over 10 years now. I also own Sweet and Sassy Creations. It's a balloon and party decorating business. Having attended many of the vendor shows around, I came up with the idea for the kids market because so many of the events that I went to had never has anything to do for kids. So I did a lot of research and I realized that no one else that I could find has ever done anything like this before.
And that's great, Nikki, to hear about that. And if folks have an opportunity to stop by Curbside Collective, could you describe what those families are going to find when they visit your market? What kind of products, games, activities, and otherwise do you offer there?
Sure. They can expect a fun, unique, immersive experience. It's designed so that kids can shop from start to finish by themselves. The market's very interactive. I provide like shopping baskets. Everything is to the whole dollar amount with the tax included so that it's very easy for kids to add up. Mm. The adults can like tell the kids how much money they have to spend and then the kids can put it in the basket. And when they're done, they bring it up to me and together we count it and bag the merchandise.
That's great. Mm. Educational too.
Yeah.
So this is a very unique experience for kids. So how does it stick out at the rest of the events that you attend in our area?
Sure. So it's an experience. So for certain events, it can be done different ways. We have like staffed activities that we can do outside of the trailer. So sometimes when people hire us, it could be a prize trailer. So we play games with the kids outside of the trailer and everybody wins. Everybody gets a ticket and then they take the ticket inside the trailer and it's good for anything. Any prize inside the trailer.
Oh, great. And finally, I would have a chance at winning something. Now, you've been in business here for a little bit and you just had your grand opening and you have attended a few events like Dino Days at Doolittle's. Mm-hmm. What's been your favorite and most rewarding memory that you have experienced so far operating the market?
Well, the Curbside Collective, the kids market, has received a lot of positive reviews. I love hearing the feedback from the families, but I think my most favorite is probably just the excitement from the kids.
Yeah,
that's always worth it. Mm-hmm. So coming off those positive and high energy vibes, what is one thing you would tell families or want others to share about why they should visit your market if they are attending an event?
It's a place where kids can interact with the items on the shelves. They get to make their own decisions and they can learn while they're having fun.
So, Nikki, if families are trying to catch you to experience the unique market in our area, what types of events are you normally attending? And do you have any appearances coming up here real soon?
Sure. I've done family events, like family reunion type events, birthday parties. We've done company picnics, festivals, vendor shows. Next week, I'll be at the Erie County Fair. Hmm. And in September, we'll be at the Chamber's Touch a Truck event on the 13th. On Friday the 19th, we'll be at Jammin' on Jard, an event for families put on by the Downtown DuBois Inc. Curbside Collective can also be used as a fundraiser. So we have done things like back-to-school carnivals.
Yeah, great idea.
Awesome. Yes, we're excited to have you at the Touch a Truck event on September 13th. So make sure you come out to that to see Nikki and a bunch of other vendors that will be there. So now for our listeners who may be interested in running the traveling market, how does that work? What are the specifics? How long can they have you? What's included? What are the details you can share?
Sure. The market is customizable to any theme or any event that's happening. So it's designed to fit whatever the need of the customer may be. There's several ways in which you can have the market set up. So I also designed kids cash that can be purchased. It can be handed out at events. Anyone interested in renting the market can call me 814-335-4821, and we can customize the package to fit their needs. So it's pretty can fit anybody's need.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's nice and easy and very customer friendly. Mm-hmm. So if somebody wants to contact you or just kind of follow your journey, see where you're going to be at so they can pop in, what is the best way they can do this?
The follow me, the best way is the Curbside Collective LLC on Facebook. And to get a hold of me, they can text or call me at 814-335-4821.
Great. Nikki, thank you so much for that information. We wish you all the best with Curbside Collective. And thank you, Nikki. Thank you again, Luke. And thank you for taking time today to listen to this edition of the Du Bois Chamber podcast, Let's Talk Business on Connect FM.